Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fight for us. You know, we got to stick together somehow, some way. Other people come from other countries and stick together and they help one another.
Yeah.
And it's something we've had a problem with all throughout history.
Wow.
We've had this problem with helping one another in time of need. I mean, we band together at some times, but most of this time we continuously allow people in America to do these things to us.
Yeah.
Without protesting in the right way. We don't always have to be violent, but we need to make them understand what we go through when it comes to our kids and our people. And we got to stop allowing them to do this and get away with all this atrocity that goes on in America. So the thing I need to know is that what do we really need to do in order to stop this from happening?
Well, that's going to be a good topic of conversation for Sheriff Israel's next visit, so I will make sure to put it on our agenda.
Oh, please.
But
do,
thank you.
I'm very concerned about all the things that is happening, and I pray and hope it don't affect my family sometimes. with something violence like this that keep going on with our kids getting killed and hurt.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, it's, it's a hard topic to discuss because you can't just like, wow, it's so sad that our kids are getting killed in the street. In other news, you know, it's just like, you know, Taylor Swift just ripped off Beyonce, you know, which she did. Has anybody seen her new thing? It is like formation, like beige.
Yeah.
Like, why did she have to go like exactly there? Yeah. Anyway, we are back, and yes, indeed, it is my birthday, and so I wanted just to give some love to my friends who just like really came through for me tonight. I met this gentleman through Eric Piner, and you all worked together at Hard Rock.
Yes, ma'am.
That is, and so we were talking. I love your logo, by the way. I don't know who did that logo, but I put it. It's everywhere.
It's a hookup. Yeah, thank you very much. It was a hookup.
Yeah. Now I love it, and I saw your Instagram, and you just seem to really enjoy what you're doing when you're cooking, and it just makes it, you know. It makes it more fun to watch your, you know, to check out your Instagrams. And so, and I was like scrolling past you for a long time.
True, true. Thank you. Thank you.
And then Eric, you know, we all kind of hooked up. When you did the cannabis pop up.
Yes, sure.
And then that's how, you know, Eric introduced us and everything. So, so you were, tell me exactly what your title is at Hard Rock.
I am a sous chef in the club level, suite club level.
Okay.
Yes.
And then. Suites. And now you're doing your own dinner parties on the side.
And I do my own catering on the side. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And we said your catering is both infused and non-infused.
And non-infused. Yes. Yes, it is.
So the infused. So let me understand it. You can cook with cannabis.
Yes. Correct.
But you just cannot buy it and smoke it.
Pretty much. Yes. I can't even say it wouldn't be an honest answer to say we cannot cook with it. Just as of right now, there is no law that directly governs over cooking with it. So it is a gray area.
Somebody go get the cannabis people out the gray
area. It is a gray area. So under that gray area is where Das Catering operates.
Oh, okay.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Because he was saying, you know, you can't be arrested if there's nothing there. It's like,
you could take the fried chicken with you if you want to, right. You know, but I mean, yeah.
Right. It's in the olive, it's in the salad dressing. It's like, okay,
right.
What
you
going to
do? There you go.
You know, I guess it could take your blood type and I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
But safe to say you're safe because a friend had hit me up because I reposted it.
Uh-huh.
Because I shared with you about my dear friend,
yes.
Andrea Drummer,
uh-huh.
in L.A., who has Elevation VIP.
Uh-huh.
She does dinner parties, and it's just amazing.
Awesome. Yes, I've actually spoke with her a few times. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, so, she's doing some really, really dope
awesome stuff, yeah.
pun, completely just, intended yep. things in California. Yeah. And so I'm glad that you are.
She just put her cookbook out, too. So
I'm going to get that. And... I'm looking forward to you do barbecues too. Tell me about the infused barbecue,
we do it all. You can infuse anything. That's kind of the fun part about it. You know, the most unlikeliest dish that you wouldn't even think that could be infused, it can be.
Yeah. So you do host dinner parties for people if
yes.
they. You know, want to have one, they can reach out to you.
They want to come and share the experience. Yes, we're taking a whole new take on comfort food. To the next level, you know?
Because when you ingest it, it's a completely different experience
yes,
than
most
when
definitely.
Inhale it.
Right.
Don't inhale it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, whatever. However,
and
it gets to you.
It's different for everyone because everyone's body metabolizes different. So therefore, you'll get your euphoria in different stages.
Yeah. I can't leave that alone. Just gonna leave that. So would you be infusing anything, Darren? Shout out to Crabman too. Don't make me bring that mic all the way over there. So have you ever tried it?
Nah, never tried.
But you've never tried any substance greater than Remy.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I can imagine that would be like. That would go. Has anybody had the crabs at Crabman 305?
Yes.
As long as I've known him and I've been talking about him, right? I never had the crabs.
Really?
I had never had the crabs. I always get like shrimp or lobster or whatever, and, you know.
It's hard to get past like your favorite thing at his restaurant.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, you get hooked on that one thing and like that's what you crave. So then I didn't get to try anything else until we started having them at Florida Memorial.
Right.
And then I started like, okay, let me try something else. And then I got hooked on something new. But then you get into eating that. So it's like hard. Like
listen,
you need like a big sampler so that you can try all the things that are on the menu, right?
Is that like secret sauce that you put on the crabs?
Yeah.
You don't tell anybody what. Listen, this stuff was so good.
Jill's been trying to get the secret sauce
right?
for a long time.
It was so good, I froze it. You know what was left in the bottom of the... I froze it, and then I went back, and I had shrimp and crab, and then I took it out the freezer and microwaved it, and I poured it over that again.
Was
yes.
it still as good when you froze
oh,
it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever, because it's like parsley and whatever. And, yeah, I don't like... Do you do Alaskan king? Have you ever thought about doing Alaskan king crab?
They won't pay
I'm just
for
changing
it.
Your hope. You don't think so?
They don't want to pay for it. Those crabs are...
It's not cheap.
King crab, I was going to say, king crab is a lot more expensive.
Yes, most definitely. It's harder to come by, especially when they're not in season.
Oh, yeah. Did you know what I just found out? The grapefruits are not always in season?
No.
Well, how did you all know that? I didn't know that.
You are the grocery store chronicles.
That's how it happened.
How
I'm in the grocery
know?
Store and doing my grocery store chronicles, and I'm like, where are the grapefruit?
I have no idea how you
and
didn't know
And the lady
that.
Said, they are out of season. I was like, how does the grapefruit go out of season? I was like, you know, I was like, well, while I'm here, what's up with the navel oranges? Why is it always just a bunch of navel oranges in here? Where are the clementines? Where are the 12 different varieties of oranges? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the 57 different varieties of apples.
Right.
And who's doing that? Where does the pink lady apple come from? Where did
right.
it come from? Okay, I digress. These are things that I think about when I'm working on
the grocery store chronicles.
Where we get purple broccoli and orange carrot. Well, carrots are orange, but you
right.
know, just weird colored vegetables. It makes you wonder, like, where does this stuff
How
grow?
Did that happen?
How do they grow this stuff?
Right, that purple
yes.
broccoli, for real.
Yes, it's like, right.
Yeah, where did it come from? So now you do, what would you call your style? You do a lot of different things.
I do a lot of different things.
I'm not going to mess it up. Charcuterie. Listen, right, it's going to be at it's going to be at me and Jennifer and King's party as the charcuterie plate.
Hey, no, but I would classify it as we do high end gourmet.
Yeah,
you know, but we do high end gourmet on simple foods. It's always simple foods. Presentation is popping. Taste is popping.
It really is. We even had little hibiscus flowers and I.
Come on now.
Our charcuterie play.
Hey.
Charcuterie play for the rest of
us. I can't wait to have this at our party.
Okay. And, of course, you cannot. Listen, Charlie, I was on my way over to your Sterling location when Cedric Dawkins called me and said, Charlie can't make your cake. And I was driving. I was like, that's like telling your child at 7, we're going to Universal, and you get home and be like, I'm too tired.
We ain't going
to I was like, how can you do this? I have to have a cake. You don't understand. I have to have a cake. But you brought me the, what is this cupcake infused with? Is there lemon in that?
There's a little hint.
Oh, my goodness. That is just a wonderful
thing.
Well,
first of all, let me say, I'm so sorry about the cake. That's
okay. Thank you.
You know, today was crazy.
Oh, get back to your mic.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There you
go. I'm a newbie, you know.
So you opened your second location.
Yes.
Okay, can we give her a round of applause for that?
Yes, thank you.
So now you have Cupcake Galleria and it's roughly Sterling and University.
Yes.
And then now you have a new one in Broward.
Mm-hmm. In the Broward Mall.
And I just think it's such a great story because when I met you through Adrian Freeman. I think you reached out to Adrian to come to the shop
Me and Adrian used to work together at Blue Cross.
Okay.
At one time.
Mm-hmm. And so we went to her sweet little shop. It is the cutest thing ever. The one on Sterling University. And, well, your new one is bigger, and it's, you know, you're in a food court.
Yeah.
So the style is different. But, and I remember you saying you were a cop and just was like, I can't do this no more.
Yeah, I was
My heart's not in it. And I want to make cupcakes and have, you know, a little Barbie Playhouse where I make cupcakes
sprinkles
and I make people happy.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to fight no more.
Yeah. And you stepped out on faith. And, yeah. And now here you are, less than...
2 years later.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It has only been 2 years. You're going to your second location.
Mm-hmm. A lot of grinding.
Yeah.
A lot of hard work. It's much different from police work, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because I was a cop for 11 years.
Wow.
So, you know, to go from that, having a full-time steady income, now being an entrepreneur, the ups and downs to come along with it. But I love it.
You know, and I think one of the things that... you all have in common because my birthday, hello. Hey. People are, yes, I've been waiting for you. I invited people on the show, you know, to come tonight. We're having like a little party in the other room and then, you know, people are popping in to say hey on the air. And so I wanted to have, you know, a collected group of people who have been on the show that you all really responded well to, that you liked, you wanted to hear again. People that I just admire for what they're out here, you know, hustling and doing, on their own in a volatile community and you know, and we talk about it often. Our program director, Phil, did I hear
it? I heard it.
And Michelle and Dagiel telephone from somewhere. My program director and I were talking about it. It's like sort of a miracle that in this market that is almost over 50% Hispanic. That and other, that Hot 105 is the number one station in the market. And we play R&B, hits and old school, period. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have been number one for almost 3 straight years. I mean, you know, we have moments. But we have a lock on the number one position in this market.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our shows are number one.
Including this one.
And, you know, and it just really, it's a blessing to be a part of that. And it's very, you know, for me, creating a show, once you get there, you have to stay. Once you get to number one, you have to stay there. Mm-hmm. You have to find new ways because, you know, it ebbs and flows. And you all are very much the same way. I mean, I think the three of you together, like Charlie, you know, kind of, she and her husband kind of said, you know, said a prayer and jumped.
Mm-hmm.
Crabman 305 was like, yo, you know, why we just got a house and living in it? We should sell something out of it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Who wakes up and says, we should sell dinners? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It takes a certain sort of entrepreneurial spirit to say, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And now, like, literally, there is not a performing artist, rap, otherwise, that doesn't come to town that comes to Crabman 305. And you would think, how do they even find him in this little hole in the wall? In I mean, you know, no tea, no shade. He knows it's a hole in the wall. It is. It's but he built it and they come.
Mm-hmm.
From all over. If you ever go over there around a holiday, you can't even get inside of there. You know, and now, I'm about to call you D.A.S. David.
I'm that too.
David is like now starting his, he's, you know, been working corporate, and now you're just really branching out. You know, you have an impressive team
definitely
that you're putting together.
You, most definitely.
And,
no time for the team.
Yeah. And it is, you know, it's, I'll let you all share a little bit about that because it is, it's lonely. It's hard.
Very hard.
Yeah.
Very. One of the hardest things I ever did in my life. This is much harder than police work.
Yeah.
10 times harder. And the thing is, you have to be a little insane, I say, to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of sacrifices. Like, just even trying to get to this level, my own personal sacrifices, even with your family, because, you know, it's not just you. You have to drag your family into it as well. And sometimes it can cause some tension.
And then, you know, Broadway, who's standing behind you right now? Thank you. Broadway, look, when I tell you, we ever need money advice, call Broadway. Broadway don't play by his money at all, period, in the story, ever.
Broadway, give me 200. You heard about that boy got killed down the street?
Broadway would change the conversation. but that's why he's so, that's why he's such an accomplished. And I really admire that because most of us can't do that. We will be broke. You know, trying to help, but, oh, I just helped around for whatever. But, you know, after years and years of that, you know the signs when you see him that you are not going to get that $500 back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bert and Ashley, can you come over? Okay, well, I'll come. And Kanasha, hey! I'll get you guys on the other side. And Jen, I mean, you know, you must be, you have a day job, but you are a burgeoning, you know, sex therapist personality. branching out into new ventures.
Yeah.
And including flogging. Most of you all probably missed when King Noir was here. King Noir and his partner.
Yes. Jasmine.
They have a company called, anybody know who King Noir is in here? Oh, they.
None that
quiet,
would admit it.
Quiet as church mice.
Mm-hmm.
Omar's back there just grinning like a Cheshire cat. Like, no, I have never heard of that man. But nobody? Nobody.
Mm.
Y'all are funny.
What did he do?
Okay, so King Noir and Jessica Jasmine have a company called Royal Exotic.
Royal Fetish Films.
Royal Fetish Films. Yes. And they do, I call it neo-porn, because it's like, it is like, I don't know, like an Eric Badu video, and then they have sex.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, it's not like,
not the,
you know, it's
right.
It's,
yeah,
not
it's
like
very tasteful black porn. Yeah, it has an actual storyline, and it shows people of our culture really engaging in sex, but more, it's to another level.
Yeah.
It shows, it, you know, because if you've ever watched black porn, it's very raunchy. And it's not typical for most people, right? but I feel like for King
That's
and
it.
Jasmine, they make it more relatable.
They do, yeah.
They make it very relatable and romantic and sensual and nasty and sexual. I mean, they make it all types of ways that appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
Supposed
and,
to be.
Yeah, exactly. And they were, you know, and they are entrepreneurs. They jumped out there. You know, most people would be like, you can't compete with Vivid and, you know, all the rest of those big houses. But they are filling a niche because, I mean, it is definitely
market for everything.
It's definitely the kind of porn you could invite somebody over to watch.
Can I Google this?
Who
yes,
is, yeah.
Absolutely. I'll give you the information, girl. Okay. I'll give you the information.
That you, you know, that you, you know how you had, once you've had like about two or three dates and you're like, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, I'm going to do so, you know, invite him over or her over right. to watch Royal Fetish. Porn. And then you'll know what you got on your hands.
Right.
You know. Will it be another date or will this be love you mean it?
Right.
So, but you are, now what would be the progression for you? Are you thinking about doing, jumping out on your own? Not doing porn. I know.
I was going to say, listen, if anybody got to watch, when I was on the show the last time, Jennifer Smith, sex therapist, if you got to watch Jill's last show on, I think it was Instagram Live or Facebook
right.
Live. King was on, and he actually flogged me live on
air. On the air.
Which is like whipping. So I got whipped by like these
that's
huge
what it sounds
whips.
Like.
Right. And we actually, I was like bent over a chair, and I described exactly what it felt like,
mm-hmm.
you know, how my body was feeling, how I was aroused, like on air. It was a real treat for listeners.
Yeah, okay? it was. It's one of that show, Calvin Hughes,
yeah.
and Lauren from ColorCom,
yes,
are the highest downloads.
I'm sure
of Hot Talk.
That was even for me, that was a lot. But to answer your question, I do marriage and family and mental health therapy in a practice already.
Yeah.
For myself, I'm growing my own business of my own practice of sex therapy and doing events around, you know, sex, love, and dating. So, like, I do public speaking engagements. I just got booked to do a yacht dinner party to create some type of dialogue as the entertainment, which is something new for me. But
right.
I'm all about educating people in all different facets of how it may come. So, you know, this show has given me an amazing platform to help the people of this community as far as depression, anxiety, mental health, and dating and love and sex and relationships, because these are all the things that are pertinent in our community, but all of the constants. These are things that are continue to be the topic of discussion and will always be the topics of discussion. So I'm very fortunate, Jill, that you and I met, that I was able to be here and just
be flogged.
To be flogged live on air and to go to all these different events where we can just be able to educate the masses, you know, one
and we've talked about my kinky parties to the point just like, okay, when do they start?
Well, we about to start.
Stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side.
I am.
Chill. On Hot 105. I need a dollar, dollar,
dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Family, the world-famous Hot 105 dollar bill game is back. Play every weekday at 10 a.m., 12 noon, and 2 p.m. with James T. and Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown to turn your $1 bill into $105. If you have the numbers 1, 0, and 5 in sequence on your dollar bill could be worth $105 to call at 10 at 1-888-550-9105 when I tell you to call in during the commercial break at 10:20, 12:20, and 2:20. Get your dollar bills ready, South Florida. For more, visit hot105fm.com or text the keyword hot105 app to 28367 to download our free hot105 app now. From the home of the world famous dollar bill game, this is hot105, today's R&B and old school.
Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Family, this is Freddy Cruz. Please support these advertisers that support R&B and old school.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Joker's Wild Comedy Tour, Labor Day weekend.
The Joker's Wild Comedy Tour.
Featuring your woman, keep it real, your woman could be playing around on you with another man. He could call her up in front of you and you'll never know.
Ring hello.
Hey baby, how you doing?
Girl, what you doing?
He right here. It's Shalika.
Hey, he's so stupid.
Hello, hello, hello.
Shalika Camacho.
I'm out. There it is. Okay.
Tony Davis, look, what's up, brother?
I'll tickle your ass right here.
BG Brown.
You always got that woman friend lady. She trying to help you out.
Kiki, let's just go. Okay.
Comedian Faison Love.
I'm a radio. And when I'm gonna stop?
Do I know you?
This ain't the radio.
Oh yeah, it was. We live.
Back to
Sunday, September 3rd at the James L. Mike Center, 400 Southeast 2nd Ave, downtown Miami. Tickets starting at $25. Get them now from all Ticketmaster or JLKC box office, or call 305-416-5978 or 786-865-3269.
I'm Jonah in the morning. I'm Jonah Morning Show.
Who are you talking about?
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green. He got a black name too. Draymond. His mama couldn't say Raymond, so she said D.
And we're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school. Back to Hot Talk.
Ooh, yes indeed. They play so beautiful, don't you agree?
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Where is our stepchild, Larry Dog? Where is he?
Good question.
There he is, back in the corner.
Yeah, very good question.
So listen, I want to introduce everybody that's in the room now. Can you believe we're at the last break? It's like 27. We got like 20 minutes left. It flies by in here.
It does.
Broadway blessed us in the building. So you went to the Cabaret. Wait, my mic. I just burned my own ears. You went to March with Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
Yes, I did. I enjoyed myself. It was something I had to do because of what he'd been doing for our community. I went there and kneeled down and prayed that the NFL do the right thing by giving him a job.
Yeah. So now how is the boycott going? Are we really not watching football? I mean, is it immeasurable? Is there some, you know what I'm saying? You know, without
it's going exceptionally well, Jill, because everybody's starting to say we're only going to watch college football. So it is going exceptionally well.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm not a or high school, Omar. I'm not a big football fan, so I really don't.
I have to watch my team. I cannot. You know, I easily
Pittsburgh Steelers.
His first deal is I eat, sleep, and breathe football. I can't.
I can't anymore. Running up and down the no.
Mm-mm.
I like basketball. Think about the head injuries.
Yeah,
every time I watch now, I really. Every time they get hit, it hurts.
You're like, who is that? That is Bibi Andrade.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I need some more. And the fabulous girls who rock, who just like pimp my birthday out. I can't thank you guys enough.
They're amazing.
I really appreciate it. Okay, but wait a minute. She was supposed to be at the top of the show, and I see her trying to sneak out the door. So I've been telling you about Deborah, who helped me get out of Hooptina and get into Grace. So I invited her, and come on over. I invited Deborah and George Leon, who I now like to call the Wizard of Oz, who got me into my new audio. So say hey to everybody, Deborah.
Hi.
How are you, babe?
Fine. How are you?
Good. So have you heard me talking about you for the past?
Yes, I have heard.
Okay. Well, I mean, because it is. It's just one of those things. It's like a real testament, you know, because I have, you know, had a Hooptina, you know, and I have been stuck with her for, I don't want to say stuck. I was blessed to have an automobile, but I had, you know, through my mother got ill, several things happened, right? And I left the car here for 4 years sitting outside, and I came back and I had to drive it for another like 7 or 8 years. And so there is a mindset that comes along with lack that after some point you start to think, well, you know, I'll never get out of this. You know what I'm saying? How much is it to buy a car? And that whole thing, how horrifying it is as a woman to go into a car dealership by yourself. I mean, it's just a horror.
Just take me the next time.
You know? And so, exactly. And so Deborah was like, no, trust me. When I tell you, Deborah chased me down for like 3-4 months.
Really?
I was like,
literally chased me down.
And she was like, just go. And I, you know, I was saving my money. I was like, okay, we'll go. And, you know, so sometimes it takes, and, you know, the moral of that story is that sometimes it takes, you know, your friends or other people to see things for you that you don't see, you know, for yourself. So, yeah, I've been talking about Deborah. So thank you again. On my birthday, I'll say thank you.
So did you get a new again. Car? No.
Yes, I did.
Well,
she did.
Okay, let's celebrate the car, baby.
Yes, I did. So, yeah. And I got, and the thing about it was I got exactly what I wanted. I, like, spoke it that I want bells and whistles. I want everything that every time I get in this car, I want to know why I'm working so hard.
There you go.
And when I tell you, when he said, go on up there and pick out what you want. I was
and
like,
she looked at me and go, what if they tell me, let's go, Jill. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't think about it.
Thank you, babe. And yeah, and sometimes, you know, you really have to heed the advice of those who are close to you, you know, to make those moves that you're scared
That's
to
true.
Make. You know. So I thank you for coming out. I guess George and the family was like, it's too much this time of night.
Yes. No, but he's working hard. He still was at work.
Yeah. So. Well, I told you, one of my coworkers mm-hmm. Is in the same position. So, okay. Yeah, I'm going to send her right on over to y'all.
Thank you.
But I appreciate you coming up to hang out with me for my birthday.
All the time.
And where did William go? Okay, William, I love you. I really do. Rendezvous day party. Let me tell you something. When I came back and to town, because I was gone for a minute, and, you know, a lot of people were like, I won't say no names because we're friends again. But, you know, one of my road dogs from back in the day when I was digging through people's garbage was like, I just don't know what you'll do now. I mean, literally, like, my career was, like, what are you going to do? And so it was, you know, it's been a road back, but I knew that, you know, I still had an audience, I still had something to say, so I kept it moving. And Duke, they were one of the first promoters that booked me again when I came back to town. They do a yacht party and do a lot of other stuff, day parties. And I remember we went to breakfast and we must have sat there for 5 hours. And he was telling me all these ideas that he's dead, and they've all come to fruition. And one of the things that he was on that day party thing like 3 years before, anybody else. And it's always, and you know, and you struggled for a while when he first did them. And it's always, I'm always fascinated by that, by people who stick and stay in it. Because you can have, you know, a vision for something, you know, but it doesn't happen right then.
Tell me about it 18 years later.
The adventures of BB.
And friends.
And friends. Friends. You know, but I was just, I admired that he, you know, was committed to this idea. And then now, you know, day parties and brunch is like the biggest thing, you know, mm-hmm. everywhere. So, and with all of that said, okay, what's up with this flyer?
It's next Saturday.
I said, what's up with this flyer? What's wrong with this flyer? What's wrong with this flyer?
You're not on it.
What's, no, what's wrong with this flyer?
I don't like.
See, as in paying the room. See, she ain't gonna be on that boat.
That's a good one.
Okay, I just want you to.
I'll work on that.
I just want you to let that marinate. Huh? What? Oh, hey, I'm on Ashley's happy birthday.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's so, shouts out to my friends from Muse 305 who are in the building. Ashley and Bart, killing the game. Just killing it. Just, you know.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Just bringing art in places that people told you that would never happen. People are not into. I remember being at Jasmine. They did the pop-up at Jasmine Garden. And then had the big. Who did those big sculptures that were outside in front?
They were done by John Mastin, who recently passed away, actually. Aww. So, yeah, rest in peace. But
that's sorry to hear that, but at Jasmine Gardens 2015, mm-hmm. yeah, I remember Bart calling me saying, we're going to do this art exhibit pop-up at Jasmine Gardens. I was like, okay, well, then I will sell the popcorns with the monkey outside, because, like, that's just not going to happen. I just couldn't see it. And then we talked, and then I was like, you know what, Bart, if anybody can pull this off, it will be you. And they did this amazing exhibit, and it was just such a joy to see people walk through who had never been to an art gallery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to walk through there and see images, and there's a, I can't explain it. You can't explain. I'll let you explain, because I know you see it constantly, and it must just really be encouraging when you see people walk through and they see
and
busy.
See themselves,
yes.
See the culture, you know.
And
so
you can see it happen.
You make it accessible to the people. You realize that art is something that's worth preserving when you see yourself in it. So Yusa has been very excited to be doing that for the last 3 years. You talk about sticking to something and letting it, you know, marinate and people getting used to seeing it. And so I feel like it's starting to pay off now. People are seeing that they can buy art, they can collect in it. We're working with Black Professional Network. Work with Kanasha, you know, building those collectives, those buyers collectives and things like that. So, hi Kanasha, how you doing?
Kanasha Paul is in the building.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it out there, but it's a beautiful thing.
How are you, Sunshine?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. Kanasha is the Young Professional Network.
No, Black Professionals Network.
Young Black Professional Network.
No,
or just Black Professional Network.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just Black Professionals Network, yes. And we did a Black Professional Summit Conference.
Yes, and I moderated the panel.
Yes,
that was an amazing panel. Last year.
Thank you.
And you have an event coming up soon.
Yes, we're actually having the 2017 Black Professional Summit October 14th at the FIU Colvin Conference Center.
Oh, you're back in the same place. Okay.
Yeah, at the
awesome.
Same place. This year we're going to have Nona A. Jones. She's actually the strategic partner for Facebook. She's
wow.
a Black Tap. You know, Facebook changed their whole mission to have Facebook communities. So she's in charge of helping Facebook reach out to communities of color.
Oh,
nice. Faith-based organization. So she's going to be at the conference being the keynote.
That's interesting.
And then we'll have Michael Feeney from the Beacon Council as well as doing the opening remarks.
Awesome. Okay. I got to come check her out. I would be really interested to hear. Because I've been getting kicked off of Facebook so much that I just don't even like do it the way that I used to. But that's where everybody lives. It's like, you know, everybody lives at Facebook and they party.
And Instagram.
Yeah, and Instagram.
They live on Facebook, they party on Instagram, and they cheat on Twitter.
That's okay. Real ratchet.
That's true.
And they just, right, get just ratchet on. Yeah, I don't snap. What is the, okay, maybe you can tell me, what is the value? What value do you find in Snapchat? I just, None. Dwight is like, there is none.
There is none.
Well, actually, the porn industry would disagree. Like, a lot of the, and like, sex workers, that's Snapchat is like their value.
Oh, sex workers? I get it. Right, because it goes away. It's not going to be there. So you can, you know, you can pull out the fruit basket and just, you know.
Yeah, but that's for those that are into that. Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah,
well, but, you know,
I'm actually, just saying.
It actually
I don't get it.
Wait,
I don't
get Snapchat Facebook. Actually does turn into like a daily movie. I don't snap very much. My sister, she's a singer. And as an entertainer, you want to see her complete story every single day, from going backstage to doing her modeling calls. It's a great place to watch it. And then when she turns up for a party, you can also watch it there. She's amassing a lot of followers who then go to Instagram and follow her. Very few of those followers transfer to Facebook, but you know, there is a population of people who really enjoy
Snapchat. Go to Twitter or to Instagram. Yeah. What do you think?
It transfers over to Instagram for her,
right?
But it doesn't translate to Facebook. But I think Instagram is where it can end, because you can make your money right there.
Instagram. Yeah. But for them, it's a win-win anyway.
Yeah. I've kind of planted my stake at Instagram. I just resonate with it more.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't have time. Mm. Every now and again, I really want to throw a bomb. I'll go to Facebook.
Mm.
And I'll just, you know.
Go for it.
Light
so
a match
we're fire
and throw
throwers
it out
on
there.
Facebook? Is that what we are?
Okay.
And I do throw a lot of fire.
But exactly.
I know. I'm guilty.
But, you know, for the most part, yeah, I'm living on Instagram. But my brother here, wait a minute, but he was on his way out the door, and I just wanted to shout you out before, who brought me my lovely gift.
Come on, we gotta get you in there.
Right. What a wonderful gift for Christmas. For my birthday.
I forgot I wanted to be there.
So welcome at Midtown Smoke Shop.
Mm-hmm. We're actually laugh my ass off edibles. We got a lot of shops in the city that we represent and that carry our products. Local, you know, Florida's legal now, so we're in the city supplying.
So you can so tell me, what is the legality? Yeah. You can sell products that have
the legality is such a contradiction here in Florida. They made it legal, but you can't smoke. So what they allow to do is edibles and oils. Uh-huh. That's kind of how it works out right now. So, you know, we're taking advantage of that. And
so you can turn it into an oil, and then you can put it in other things. And
exactly.
Just like the chef we were just talking about.
Exactly.
Okay. So, well, and it seems to me, I was having a conversation with a friend, that they're trying to figure out a way to profit from it, but not release those who have been who are jailed for it.
No, that just is not going to work.
Right?
You know?
I can try and figure out a way as I put them.
Wait, can you imagine now, 20 years ago, you got arrested.
You want
and now, no, you come out of jail and it's legal.
I will take a gummy, thank you.
I can't with this.
Right.
20 years in jail for this quantity, and then you come out and everybody else is all legal now.
Right. And they're not going to... Well, yeah, step to the mic, please, Dwight, because we are all in his territory. Yes, right.
Talk about it.
Yeah, so, Dwight, tell us now. That does seem to be, to me, like, they're trying to have their cake, eat it too, and then keep a brother in jail. So what? You tell us where we are with this.
Well, I mean, the reason that is because they profit off of both, right? So,
right.
I mean, pot shops are the same
ones. We have Ghost.
Are the same ones profiting off of are monetizing black lives in prison. That being said, you know, it's going to be a legal matter that comes forward later on, because if let's say we get full legalization in the next 5 years and you're released from jail for having had weed, then you have every right to have your record expunged, to have, you know, have some retroactive justice take place. And really, you know, lawyers are going to have a field day on pursuing those suits if the government chooses to not, you know, retroactively start looking at getting rid of people's records completely, you know what I'm saying, so that doesn't haunt you for the rest of your life.
But with Jeff Sessions in the chair, that's not likely to happen.
Listen, the Keebler elf will only be the AG.
Keebler elf.
Nikhila Elf will only be the AG until 2020. If not, you know, at the way things are going, he may not make it.
Make it that long, yeah.
To October 20th. But I mean, all that being said, that's only a short term thing. And the truth of the matter is, the United States government has to fix the problem, because you have more states that have legal marijuana than don't at this point. And yeah. So therefore, the federal government's gotta fix their policy. They're behind the eight ball now.
And how
sharing,
is it?
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, we want to know how is it.
They're great. Listen, here. Those are the gummies. These Sour Punch gummies. These are the bomb.com.
I asked them to make something that's maybe not so sweet, so candy-ish.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know that's I mean? Andrea and David's territory.
I was saying, if they combine that with the cheddar biscuits, it'd be, yeah, this be a whole different party right now.
Right. Yeah, we have to go down there to ask David, when is he going to infuse some cheddar biscuits?
I'm excited.
Okay, we talked about infusing something on some of Walter's meat from Gaucho Ranch. Now, how would that be? Some crusted?
Oh,
some
yes.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he hook up with, David?
I did.
Yes, we hooked him up.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, because listen, David sent my dog some cowboy bones. The bone is bigger than the dog. I wish you could see my Dachshund trying to carry this bone that is literally longer than her. That David sent from a barbecue that he did, and everything was infused. Would you go to such a dinner?
Without hesitation.
Okay, very good. Glad to hear that. And there was somebody I missed. Angel Refugee. Where did he go? I knew he was going to get out of this room before I could get him. There he is. How are you, sunshine?
I am phenomenal. Thank you for having me again. And happy birthday, love.
Thank you. I haven't seen you in forever. Have a show coming up now.
Yeah,
again.
I'm working with Florida Grand Opera again this season, working with their Cadenza program.
Nice.
With the young ladies, and I'll be singing for them, not only working with them as far as a mentor, but also sing with them as well. And I just came from a fashion show, but I wouldn't miss your birthday for the world. So.
Hey, I'm so glad that you. I know. I'm so glad that you did. And my dear friend over there hiding, thinking I'm not going to get to her, LaWanda Joseph. How are you, babe?
Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you for coming.
Love you.
And you know what? I was like, she might make it because she's not that far away.
So, I'm a Hollywood girl. You're right.
Time of night. How are you?
All is well. Thank you.
You know what? No, she has a day job, and she is an entrepreneur as well. I want to call you an actuary, but
public relations and marketing consultant, specializing in entertainment.
And so with that,
yes,
you were the one that introduced me to the jazz club,
Olivier's R&B and Jazz Private Club in Miami. It's going to be opening up again. It closes for the summer.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
good.
It will be a grand reopening again starting in October.
That's good. And, you know, because we hadn't had a chance to talk, but I wondered if it was, you know, how has it been, you know, creating a new jazz club in Miami?
Well, it's just been wonderful because we do live top-notch entertainment.
Yeah, I saw Marielle there in that little tiny room, which I love. I love that little tiny room.
There's multiple rooms where you can, there's a wine room, there's a game room, there's
where did Jennifer go?
And it actually gives you an opportunity to come to a place that has a really great ambiance and have live top-notch entertainment.
I just like that wine machine where you could just, you know.
Right, the wine carousel where you can do the tasting and you can taste and
like everything.
And don't forget the places available for meets and also for private parties.
Is it? It's a wonderful place for private parties. Absolutely.
Jen?
Great. Yes.
It is, because they have all those rooms, but people might be have flashbacks of New York and the steam baths. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Everybody in here that's old enough to know that. It's like, oh,
you know, I know.
Each room has its own ambiance. It does.
But it does? Did you say it does?
It does. It has its own ambiance, whatever your imagination may want
where
you to believe.
There
you go.
Okay.
Absolutely. But what I really do love about it is it's an opportunity to patronize an African-American.
Yeah.
And also give our entertainers that are here an opportunity opportunity to have a stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we just love that because many of them have not been able to really have that type of outlet yeah. on a top-notch type of environment.
Yeah, so, it's true. It's true. And it's yes. been amazing, you know, the talent since I, you know, and it was owed to Facebook that yes. I get getting kicked off that I started doing live music.
Yes.
And I, it's amazing the talent.
There's nothing
that is.
Like live music.
Yeah, no.
And absolutely.
Even when they're hoarse.
Wherever he is.
At least the music sounds good.
Listen, that's my brother. I've talked to him all day long. He did not once say, look, I'm too hoarse.
We've been trying to get him to the club, too.
Larry?
Yeah. Bring a comedy show. We're ready
what
for
club?
You.
What club are you talking about?
Olivier's R&B Jazz.
Well, I'm white right now. What club are you talking about?
I know. You're a New Yorker from the Bronx, too. Because we got Cedric Dawkins. Back in the building, Freeze Frame Marketing. Listen, Cedric is now, I want to say the PR king, like for real, because you are really working the block in Overtown. Just say that. So you're doing PR for
the Duns Josephine
Hotel. Mm-hmm. Where did Money Mark go? Is he still here?
Money Mark horse.
I cannot believe that we met. Okay, I've been trying to put you in touch with Monty Mark for.
Oh, okay.
Forever. That was that whole point of that, but I guess I'm too busy. But Dunn's Josephine, mm-hmm. Jackson Soul Food yeah. Little Greenhouse.
Little Greenhouse.
And then maybe.
Possibly Groovin' Bean.
Very, very cool, and right there on the corner.
You know, did their exposés at the opening of the Overtown Performing Arts Center.
Oh, right.
And then
yeah.
Suzanne was over. It was very nice. And I, you know, assisted with the food component.
Yeah.
All the restaurants came and gave their samples. And it was just really, really a nice exposé.
Yeah, well, and you really have, you know, a very similar story in that he started this blog called Said in the City, which I just thought was just the coolest thing ever. But it was more about restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of folded that into this Dine Black Miami, which, right. you know, just like took off like a rocket. Mm-hmm. And then in light of, you know. Those magazine articles, I won't go over that again. But we really see why there is a demand and a need
yes.
For somebody to really push yes. our agenda that maybe not in the, you know, business
right. mm-hmm.
of...
Right, because there's a lot of excellent soul food restaurants around the city. They might be in
and
corners
restaurants,
in the crannies.
How many of you in here have been to Ivan's Cookhouse?
An amazing restaurant
in
North Miami. Amazing.
Yeah, please gotta go to.
And they do live music. I don't know.
It's 146 Biscayne Boulevard.
Yeah, 146 or 147-15.
Ivan Dorval.
I'll go there.
He does like an Asian Haitian fusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds delicious.
It's everything that we talk about that we want, you know, in a restaurant. It's beautiful. The food is. Next level. He does jazz on Fridays. Right. It's wonderful. Salt Bay. it's just really wonderful. So yeah, definitely.
Jackson Soul Food, who has since our last conversation expanded into the Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, that's right. Really? That's right there on Hard Rock.
Oh, I love Jackson.
Level.
Yeah.
Section 134, level 100.
Okay.
And it's so interesting that, you know, all different types of people are in line to get their soul food during the Dolphins games and stuff.
Yeah. But we've been feeding and cooking for the world.
Centuries.
Long as we've been here. So. Which is one of the reasons why I wonder why we give such bad service in black restaurants. I'm just saying. Like, how did that happen? Like, have you ever thought about that? I mean, you know, it's funny. So much that they're stereotypes. Remember, what was it? Queen Latifah in Jungle Fever. Remember, she played the evil waitress. Mm-hmm. We don't have that. We ran out of that. Okay, how many times you heard that?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
I think it's gotten better.
That might be a show. BB Eldrady, when was the last time you was in anybody's hood?
I was at Jackson's.
When?
2 months ago.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, can I take it?
Okay,
does that
count? Grill like 2 days ago, and they had wonderful service.
And you were at Greenhouse Grill.
No, Little Greenhouse Grill.
That's because they got three seats. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Well, three seats is great. You got to go there with your babe.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And they're going to be featuring live music as well.
Wait, oh, and you think it's tight in here. Would you like a saxophone player with your salad?
Oh, we might need Jennifer for this one. Okay.
Oh, Lord, Nicole is
but it's
listen,
very
she
nice.
Walked into that one.
Space.
Yeah, we walked into that one.
It's enjoyable. It's very, very eclectic. Very nice. It's very nice.
Be like, I'm sorry, are you a table of four? No, we're two couples.
There
was no more room here. We had to sit together. No, I'm kidding.
That's hilarious. I can't with that one. Table four, two couples.
Okay.
Perception is everything. That's what one of the said here. Perception is everything.
Okay.
People like intimacy.
Yes, they
do.
Because I will admit it, I love, you go to Katana.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else in here go to Katana? You go to Katana. Anybody?
No.
Oh, y'all, I see. There's still a need for me to do. Katana is the cutest little. Do you go? I know you've been to Katana. See, Dwight.
Why don't we do a food show one day?
Dwight
we
is
talk about food.
I very well may do that. There was. Wait a minute. There's I'm missing somebody. I got.
Did you say hi to Walter?
Walter and Omar. Shine. Is it Shinez?
Shine.
It shines. Listen. And you know what? And that is, you know. Well, Shinez. No.
Shine.
I didn't even have any pink panties tonight, okay? I did not even get that drink. But no. Omar took the most beautiful picture of me at Overtown Music Festival. I look like the sun was just radiating out of me. I swear to you, it was just beautiful.
Because it was.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
And it was so good that another photographer, a paparazzi, well-known one, called me and said, who took that picture of you? And can I have his phone number?
Right. He got a job.
And so...
Well, that's great.
Okay.
You did?
I love that.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it. So, yeah. Well, you'll be back. I do a entrepreneurial panel with just photographers. So, you and Alexis Kay that did those pictures of me in the red dress that are everywhere now that I'm going to have to retire after this birthday. She'll be on and, you know, a couple of others, so. Did you come get your plate? No, you let me keep my plate. David. Oh my goodness, it's 55. Okay, I have to get out of here. Listen, I want to thank you all for coming. And BB Andrade, okay, I'm going to just say this really quick.
What did I do? Tonto
is like, do you see what time it is? No, I just wanted to say shout out and thanks to BB Andrade who came. BB and I have known each other for a long time. And so I reached out to her. I had a dream. Yep, just like Martin.
Yeah,
my house is a little different.
I'm so happy I was in your dream.
Okay, that you know about doing a podcast. I think I mentioned it once before. Called "They Shall Remain Nameless," where we can tell all of the dirty little stories that we know from 25 years on South Beach and otherwise. So, BB has agreed to be my partner in crime on that one.
Yes, indeed.
We're on it.
We're on it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cedric can come in.
Oh, we're
going
to have a few people
them.
That have some
LaWanda
real
stories. LaWanda.
We have
them.
People with real stories.
Yeah,
Jill.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. We have real stories, but they just can't. They have to remain nameless. So, so Dwight, yeah, no, we got a chair for Dwight. Because Dwight got them other kind of stories.
Okay.
Dwight know everybody. He got Pulitzer Prize winning scandal over there.
Oh, Lord.
I want to thank you all so much. Jen, I'm happy every day that you're here because she's leaving me and she's going to D.C. So, I'm like, it's T-minus and counting on her. We're going to talk about that, too. But anyway, thank you, everyone, Broadway, everybody, for coming out. And celebrate
my birthday.
much for joining us on my birthday show. Callers, I'm sorry I couldn't get to the rest of you guys, but you're here. You know, it's 30 people in here. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back on the next Sunday, as I said, with the Entrepreneur Show. Gotta go. Love you. Mean it. I am Jill Tracy on Well, bye.
Jill Tracy, always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Is Greg a good name for a chameleon?
Searching Caribbean.
Wait, I said...
Norwegian Cruise Line has ships sailing all over the world, including the Caribbean, Bermuda, Alaska, and Europe.
Hmm, do they sail?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.